Argument number three. This one's kind of the most pedagogically significant argument. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. I have no idea what he's going to play, by the way, either. Maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. I think the information age actually is a real thing. I don't think the internet's a fad. I don't think digital technology are going to go away. I think we are in the middle of some kind of transformation in the way society receives, processes, shares, and communicates information and knowledge. That should be something of interest to people in higher education. And we ask our students, if we have an LMS, to spend hours and hours in front of a computer performing tasks for us. And they will be performing tasks in a system and learning how to operate a system that they will never use again once they leave the institution. What a waste of opportunity. We could be using that time where we're forcing them to sit in front of a computer, to be engaging the web in a spirit of critical inquiry and trying to understand this thing, which is hard to understand, but we don't. You know, we give them this set of just completely predefined tasks, and we tell them to go there, and that's it. And I think that is a tragedy. And let's just talk about even practical web skills. How many of our students know how to build a web page? If they go to a job interview, or know how to put together a short video, or understand how to moderate a distributed community of social feedback and peers. They're going to be asked to do those things in their jobs, particularly in disciplines like the humanities. But we put them in an environment where they'll get no experience doing that whatsoever. In fact, we go out of our way in these systems to ensure they'll never be asked to do the type of difficult thinking that will allow them to build those skills. I think that's a tragedy. Number 4.